It's the Hedonistic Way podcast.
It's a way of life.
It tastes like freedom.
It's the most divine microcosm.
Mind blowing.
It's a revolution.
Heart wide open.
Liberated love.
It's liberated love.
Conscious conversations. Conscious conversations.
The exhilarated expansion of self.
Sacred sexuality. Call it whatever you like.
All I know. It feels amazing.
It's the most decadent way. It's the most decadent way to live life.
Hello and welcome to the Hedonistic Way Show. I am Renee Main, and today we are going to dive into understanding what kink is, how they're developed, and an invitation to open up and to see them with a potentially new lens. A question that I get asked all the time is, are kinks formed from trauma? And is it our subconscious or unconscious way of healing those traumatic experiences? So the first thing that I want to say to that is, not all kinks are formed from trauma. Some of them are, but not all of them are formed from trauma. The body works, the mind works in mysterious ways, and it really is quite incredible as to how the body naturally finds equilibrium. So if all kinks aren't necessarily formed from trauma, what are some of the other ways? So let's begin by saying that every single person on the planet has a kink profile, whether they know it or accept it. Kinks are ultimately archetypal. They're a window into our consciousness, and they all have a power and a false power. Unconsciously or consciously, we can actually heal trauma loops in our psyche when we explore these kink archetypes, whether it be sexually or somatically. So not all kinks are formed from trauma. They can be formed from our most loving and fondest memories of a child, as a child. They can be formed from both nature and nurture. They can be formed from taboo, fear, and arousal. All fetishes are kinks, but not all kinks are fetishes. So there is such a big difference, and the BDSM and kink umbrella is so large. If you think of what a kink is that it's everything that's outside the societal norm. Everything that we deem as slightly out there. Right? But as we open up, and I've seen a real movement in this shift, even in the last 6 years, in the BDSM and kink, not industry, but even as to how the general public view it, is it's we're becoming much more open and accepting as to our kinks and BDSM. Does shame still exist? Absolutely. Does suppression still exist? Absolutely. What about dormant libidos and a decrease in pleasure? Absolutely. However, with, you know, there's lots of different, like, sex education, there's so many different shows now that are really opening us up, and, you know, we're going in with eyes wide open a little bit more. So it's not as shunned as what it used to be. However, we've still got a really long way to go, in my opinion. So if you think about what is societal norm, what is normal in regards to absolutely anything on the planet. One might say that, you know, handcuffs 50 years ago would have been classified as a kink. By today's standard, not so much. I would consider that in the normal box, you know, in it's very socially acceptable for handcuffs. Yeah. But if you look at the hardcore fetishes, then, you know, they're still very complex and nuanced, and not many people really understand fetishes or are as accepting as fetishes. However, as I said, this umbrella is really, really large. Let's look at kink through the eyes of archetypes. Everything has a power, everything has a false power, and kink is absolutely no different. So every kink flavor I view it through an archetypal lens. What does that mean? I hear you ask. So what that means is you can look at it through the lens of sexuality, or you can look at it through the lens of who you are as a person and how you show up to life. Because sex and our intimacy, how we relate, is really a window into who we really are as a person. Tell me how you make love. Tell me how your sex life, how you show up in your sex life, whether you are single or in a relationship, I can tell you who you are as a person, right? So when we look at it from an archetypal perspective, let's talk about the masochist, right? So the masochist is a kink flavor who it's someone who enjoys pain being inflicted on them, right? So in the kink and BDSM world, it would be someone who is a submissive and likes enduring pain, right? However, if you look at it through the context of life, it's someone who in their absolute full power, the pure power of the masochist, is someone who is resilient, someone who is unafraid to experience all the flavors of life, who doesn't judge bad experiences or painful experiences as wrong or bad. They accept them as a part of life. So you'll find that masochists are really resilient in life, right?
There's no filter, there's no large space in between or no judgment around pain or pleasure. They can experience pleasure in all moments, in the most painful moments of life, right? So the pure power of the masochist is really, it's beautiful and it is extremely powerful, right? However, in its false power, like all the kink archetypes, they can be incredibly toxic, unhealthy, and dangerous. Because what the masochist can do in their false power is subconsciously and unconsciously manipulate situations so they endure more pain. They inflict pain on themselves unnecessarily. So life becomes very hard and painful because that's what they know. So it's the type of people who goes, I know pain. I know how to live with pain because I'm used to it. I'm nuanced in this. And you'll see a lot of these people, they're very much the warrior who's come alive when they're experiencing pain because they're used to it, right? And so there's a part of us that gets off on that. So it really enables inviting in these painful experiences into our lives without us even really realizing it. So that is the power and the false power of the masochist. And just, you know, and that's just a little snippet of it as well. So if you do want to learn more, if that speaks to you, then I really encourage you to check out the podcast about the masochist, because I do really dive deep into the masochist and in its power and its false power. But every single kink profile has a power and a false power as well. So this is where we can really, it really becomes a navigation system whereby we can know instantly whether we're acting in accordance to our highest good or not. Are we operating in survival or false power? So that's what I love about the kink archetypes. That is all from me this week. Thank you for tuning in. Next week, I am going to answer and really dive into something that I get asked all the time. And that is from women saying, I have no desire to have sex with my partner because I don't feel sexy. So what do we do in this scenario? Because it is crazy common. So I am going to dive into this very common question that I get asked next week on the show. If you have any questions that you would like me to answer, please feel free to email me, message me, and I am more than happy to answer them for you. Have a great week. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in to this epic conversation. I'm Renee Main, and I am over and out for now.